Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Adam Simber is with us now on the hotline. Adam, welcome to Cleveland. Thanks for joining us, man.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me, Adam.
You know, you got you used to be in a, you're a West Coast guy. I was going to say you're probably not used to all the rain, but you grew up in you went to school in the Washington area, right? Or you went to school at the University of Washington, right? So you're used to the rain.
Oh yeah, I grew up in the Seattle area, Tacoma actually. But yeah, the rain's nothing new from being from that part of the country. So I'm used to this. Can't say we saw much in San Diego, but. I can handle a little rain.
Yeah, I don't think it ever rains in San. Maybe once a year, like it rains in San Diego.
Yesterday was our first rain out.
Yeah,
first rain out I've had this year.
They had a rain out in San Diego. Oh no, for you? Mean for you?
No.
For you? Got
yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
For me.
Yeah. Exactly. Adam. All right. Listen. Now you got to be honest with me here. I've been doing this thing for about a week. That every time your name gets mentioned, and I said it, Mike Chernoff, the GM of the Indians, came on the show the day they traded for you guys, and I said that when you come into pitch at Progressive Field, the announcement should be, and I'm trying to get the fans to do it, but if you don't like it, I will back off. So be honest with me. I think when you come in, everybody should go, it's Adam Simber!
I like it.
Do you like it?
I'm on it.
All right, you're down. So if we encourage the fans to do it, you're okay with that.
Yeah, encourage it.
I mean, it's a
walkout in San Diego is Timber by Kesha.
Well, there you go. See, it's all connected, and there you go. I like it. All right. So what's that like? I mean, you know, you get to the big leagues. You've been pitching really well this year, but, you know, you've been with the Padres, and now you get traded. What's that been like for you? What's the transition been like so far?
It's been a whirlwind the last 5 days. I had just gotten back from the All-Star break, went to bed, got up the next morning to a missed call from A.J. Preller, our GM over there, and he said, give me a call back. And as soon as I knew, I was about to talk to our GM that something was up. So called him back, said, you're going to the Indians with Brad. And ever since then, I've been shaking a lot of hands, meeting a lot of new people, packing some bags, trying to find a place to live. So it's been crazy, but I'm psyched to be here. It's a great group of guys. Everybody seems very welcoming. And it's nice to be on a group of guys that know how to win. Looking forward to helping out any way I can.
And as you say, know how to win. And you go for a team that was, you know, in last place in San Diego to a first place team here in Cleveland that has an 8.5 game lead, has been to the playoffs 2 years in a row, was in the World Series in 2016. It's got to be exciting knowing there's a good chance of going to the postseason.
It's deeply exciting. Earlier this year, the goal was just to make the big leagues. And
right.
Obviously, something on the bucket list is play postseason baseball, and it's happened a little bit sooner than I thought it was going to happen. So I'm pumped. Can't wait.
You know, it's funny because I watched you pitch against the Cubs. I don't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday the last time you pitched against them. And I'll be honest, it was the first time I'd seen you pitch because I don't watch the Padres covering the Indians. I don't watch the Padres very often. But I watched you against the Cubs, and to see the way you set up with your front foot pointed towards center field – you see something new in baseball every day. I don't think I have ever seen anybody do that. Talk about that and, you know, your delivery, your side armor. Talk about how that all came about.
Yeah. So when I was 14, I was really small, didn't throw hard. I was trying to make the high school team, and my dad said, you got to do something different if you want to keep playing baseball. So watched a lot of Brad Ziegler. He was up playing the Mariners all the time, and I was a big Mariners fan, so he's with the A's.
Right.
So we switched it up, dropped down, and I started noticing that that's how I was going to get guys out. So I went from there, grew a little bit, and it's worked out all right. And the whole foot thing, that's kind of been an evolution throughout the years of just becoming a reliever. I had a big, huge leg kick. I watched a lot of Tim Lincecum videos growing up, so I was like a big, funky, torque guy when I was a starter. And then once I started coming out of the pen, I realized that I wasn't going to be able to get that big leg kick. So I kind of preset the hips a little bit, tried to get some more torque and from the get-go, so I could slide step with some torque. So really, that's the story behind that. And everybody comments on it. It's kind of funky. It's weird, but it's worked out all right.
Well, that's great, you know, because it's a different look, you know. I mean, you got Steve Cishek of the Cubs who throws that way. They're not exactly the same as you, but still. I mean, I think that's good in a bullpen. You know, you don't look like Brad Hand. Brad doesn't look like Cody Allen. Obviously, righty-lefty there. I mean, it's good to have guys that do different. If every guy in the pen threw the same way, threw the same stuff, it'd be a little easier to hit.
Yeah, it's definitely – we got some diversity down there. I'm looking forward to getting to know everybody. And like I said, I shook a lot of hands.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to know everybody. But so far, it looks like we got a great group down in the bullpen. I'm excited to be a part of it.
Adam, in the minors, your strikeout rate, you had 6.2 strikeouts per nine innings overall in your time in the minors. With the Padres, you struck out 9.5 batters per nine innings. How do you account for that?
Somebody asked me that question the other day. I couldn't tell you. I'm doing the same thing I've always done. It's a good question. You got me beat. I wish I knew.
That's funny. All right. So you're saying, so you're in the clubhouse. Who was the first person to say hello to you on the new team?
In the clubhouse, let's see. We were in Arlington. I think I got there pretty early, so I think it was the clubhouse manager.
Right.
With some new gear. I had to try on a bunch of gear, and then shortly after that, Tito came out and called me in his office, and we had a little chat. So I guess it's the clubhouse manager and then Tito.
When you look at some of the other guys in this pen, I mean, obviously coming over here with Brad Hand, how big is that to come over here with a teammate and a veteran who's been in the league for a while?
It's awesome. I mean, I've never been traded for, obviously, so yep. I can't speak on anything. But I think that this would have been definitely a little bit more difficult if I didn't have a little bit of familiar sights. So it's nice to be able to come over here with a teammate and a veteran guy that knows the ropes, and he's been through this before coming over to the Padres, so... It's nice to have somebody kind of take me under their wing and show me how to do it with a new team.
You know, you talked about it in the beginning of the season, how you were just trying to make the team, and it was certainly no short thing that you were going to make the Padres. And to come from, like, you know, not that you were in the minor leagues that long, I mean, you got drafted in 2013, to kind of get on the radar, to have a good spring training, to make the big leagues, to pitch well, and to now pitch in a pennant race, what a whirlwind it's been for you this year.
Seriously, the last year and a half, it's been a complete change. I was in extended spring training last year. They told me they wanted me to get lefties out better, and that was definitely a big hit to my ego. You think you're doing all right and putting up good numbers, and then somebody tells you you're not good enough. It definitely is a little bit of a shock, and I think that once I took the ego hit and decided I wanted to get lefties out better, it was a life-changing experience, a career-changing experience. I focused a lot on other aspects of my life because I honestly, at this time, or I guess last March, I thought my baseball career was on its way out.
Wow.
And I kind of started thinking about, like, who I wanted to be outside of baseball. So I spent a lot more time in prayer, spent a lot more time playing guitar, just tried to work on relationships with friends and family, and just decided who I wanted to be after baseball and worked on that. And, you know, things kind of turned around, and God had a plan for me.
Do you think it's possible, Adam, that maybe in a way by doing all those things, you kind of relaxed a little bit and that allowed the best of you to come out?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Once I let go of the tight grip of trying to hold on to something that I had no control over, it definitely played a huge factor. I was able to relax and just kind of say, you know what, if I get crushed today, I'm going to be all right. I've got a lot going for me off the field. So, I'd say that definitely played a factor.
Did you watch the Indians in the World Series? Did you watch the playoffs last year? Are you somebody that when the season's over, you're checking out on baseball?
No, I definitely keep track of playoffs. I remember a couple years ago when they were playing the Cubs, that was probably the best World Series I'd ever seen. I mean, it didn't turn out the way Indians fans wanted, but I think as a baseball fan, I can't remember another World Series that was more exciting and more captivating to watch.
You know, you were in a bullpen, like, even though the Padres were struggling, it was a really talented bullpen. Obviously, you and Brad Hand, Kirby Yates has had a really good season. Who am I forgetting? Matt Stram.
Yeah,
Craig Stammen.
Yeah.
All pitched really well. Is there, you know, a lot of times we'll say hitting is contagious. I don't know. Is there something to it? If everybody's pitching well out of the pen, does that kind of – does that get contagious as well?
I think so, yeah. for sure. When you see all the guys around you going in and doing their job, and you're obviously trying to compete for your job, it keeps you sharp. I think iron sharpens iron. Anytime the bullpen's rolling, it's like you said, it's like the hitters. When the offense is rolling, they kind of roll. And the bullpen's rolling, they kind of roll. So it's a team effort out there. It's a special group, kind of like a special ops group in the bullpen. So I think it's a team within a team, and they feed off each other.
I know you've been here 2 seconds, and you said you got to find a place to live. Have you found a place to live? And do you know about East Side versus West Side? Do you know about that yet?
I don't know about that. First I've heard about it.
Well, I'll tell you that. So the stadium's in downtown, obviously, but like that's kind of it's almost like the divorce. Technically the stadium's on the east side, technically, but it's kind of in the middle. And it's a big deal. Like the people that live on the west side of Cleveland don't ever go to the east side, and the people that live on the east side don't. I'm exaggerating a little, but basically don't go to the other side. So if you live on one side, you basically can't go to the other side. So factor that in when you decide where to live.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I actually spent all day on the phone researching places. I've got my fiance trying to find places, so in the process.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. You're probably going to be in Cleveland for a while, which is good. You know, you got you're obviously rookie contract, so it's going to be a while. But it's exciting. Yeah, you're on a good team. This team has a chance to win.
Yeah, I'm pumped to be here. Couldn't be more excited to be a part of this group of guys.
All right, Adam. We appreciate it, man. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
Adam Simber.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.